Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Lamed Daled Chulin 34. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is continuing an interpretation of our Mishnah that had begun on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. In this context, the Gemara introduces us to a principle, Basar B'Basar Michalef, Basar B'Peire Lo Michalef, that what this means is that meat can be switched or confused with other meat, meaning to say the meat of an animal, like a domesticated animal, like for example a sheep or a cow or a goat, can be somehow switched up and confused with the meat of a chaya, like of a kosher animal, like for example a deer. So therefore, if there's a situation of a person who is going to have chulin food, which they eat al taharas hakodesh, which they only eat on the level of sanctity, that we have to be concerned that they're going to mix up that meat with the meat of a chaya as well, and so therefore the chaya they would also have to eat al taharas hakodesh. However, bazar beperi lo mechalef, but we don't have to be concerned that the meat will be that the meat which they only eat on taharas hakodesh will somehow be mixed up with the fruit. And so therefore, even though they will be careful about eating their chulin al taharas hakodesh, they don't have to be concerned about confusing this their fruit with the meat. And so that is the principle, that basar b'basar mechalef, that the meat of a chay and the meat of a behema can somehow be confused. That meat is confused with other meat. So the this question of the idea that meat can be somehow confused with other meat relates to a discussion in Shulchan Aruch about actually whether or not one has to wait after eating meat for before eating cheese. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredeah Simen Pei Tes Sif Beis that if somebody eats cheese, then immediately afterwards, well, a person is allowed to eat meat. However, a person should first check their hands to make sure that there is no cheese that is clinging to their fingers. And if it's at night where a person can't check them well, you need to wash your hands. And so too, says the Shulchan Aruch, a person needs to clean out their mouth to do kinuach on their pen, to wash out their mouth. And this kinuach, this cleaning of their mouth, is something where, for example, today we could brush our teeth, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about chewing bread and placing the bread between each of the over the whole mouth, so you got rid of everything. And so that's the basic principle that the Shulchan Aruch discusses, that you clean out your mouth with food and you wash out your mouth with water or wine, and after that a person can eat the cheese. And says the Shulchan Aruch, with what are we referring to when we say this? We're talking about if you eat the meat of an animal or of behema or a chaya. These two types, the domesticated kosher meat or the undomesticated. However, if you want to eat cheese, bus or oaf, if you want to eat the meat of a fowl, let's say a chicken, after eating cheese, then a person does not even require the cleaning out of their mouth or the washing of their hands. And the Rama writes on this teaching of the Shulchan Aruch that there are those who are strict and say that even with respect to meat, after cheese, a person must wait 6 hours. And this is based upon a teaching of the Zohar, that if you eat the meat and the cheese together in the same hour, it's going to be very bad. And that is the practice as it relates to hard cheese. And there are some who are lenient, and the Rama says we should not object to those people. Nevertheless, the Rama says a person should for sure do this washing of their hands, and also the kinuach, and also the cleaning out of their mouth. And the Yah Yehuda writes that the intent of the Rama is to be strict and to require the washing of their hands and the cleaning of their mouth, even when a person wants to eat chicken after eating cheese that is not hard, so that a person should not eat them together. And not like the Shulchan Aruch, who says it's only required for a person who is eating meat after cheese, but not for a person who's eating chicken after cheese. The basis for this principle of the Shulchan Aruch, that one who eats chicken after cheese does not even require the washing out of their mouth or the washing of their hands, the basis for this opinion is based upon the Rambam. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, chapter 9, law 27, when do we say this idea that a person must wash out their hands or their mouth after eating cheese? As it relates to and behema or a chaya, for an animal or a domesticated or undomesticated animal. But if a person is eating cheese after chicken after eating cheese or milk, then a person does not require the cleaning out of the mouth or the washing of the hands. And so it's clear from the Rambam's words, from Maimonides' words, that even though a basar chaya, that the meat of an undomesticated animal like a deer, is not prohibited with milk, biblically speaking, only rabbinically, like the meat of chicken, which is also only rabbinically prohibited to eat with milk. Nevertheless, a person requires the washing of the hands and the cleaning of the mouth after eating cheese. And the Rashba is questioning this. Why is a person doing this? And so the explanation is, says the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, that the reason is based upon our sugya. Because what does our sugya say? Our sugya says, our topic, our Gemara says, that meat can be switched up with meat. And so therefore, since a person is not going to be able to distinguish between the meat of a domesticated versus the meat of an undomesticated animal, so therefore, for this reason, the Rambam is saying that a person should wash their hands and clean out their mouth after eating the meat of any type of animal, domesticated or undomesticated. But to a cheese, but for a chicken, the Rambam does not apply that principle. And that the Torah Sabayis comes back and challenges that, but that is the basic idea, where our sugya impacts this idea of saying that if a person wants to eat chicken immediately after eating cheese, a person does not, according to Rambam, does not even require washing out their mouth and their hands before eating the chicken.